Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sam Kennedy and Tom Warner.
Yeah, here they are right now. Here they come. Come on, hey, boys. Come on, boys. There we go. There it is. Hey, okay, there we go.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys.
What's up? Long time no see, Tom.
I know.
Take a seat. Grab those headphones.
Feels great. Last time we saw you, had that big sword.
You guys know how to do this.
It was a couple years ago.
Wielding that thing freely. Where were we that day?
We were over at the Cask.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I do remember all of that. Put those on.
How are we doing?
How are we doing, guys?
Doing excellent.
Well, we're drinking more.
Well, that's it.
I'm just saying. Late in games, you know, a little bit, but
not for the faint of heart.
Two W's, though.
They're an adventure every night.
It has been an adventure. Tom, how are you doing? Did you have a heart attack last night? Were you okay?
How do you get through these games, Tom? I'd like to know.
I become Catholic.
Is there a lot of drinking? Because the joke around here is four fingers, five fingers for Lou. Yeah. Something to that effect.
Break out the crown. Here we go again.
It's time. Well, it's always like 11:30 at night, you know, because the games are 4.5 hours.
I will tell you, though, that time. Sam and I actually talked to each other the last inning because we we just have. I need some solace.
I think you had guys out there on the field talking to themselves. Yeah.
He's stopping me from drinking is what he's doing, or jumping out of a window.
Hey, listen, I knew all along Robles was going to bail. Yeah,
that's right.
I knew it. Why didn't you guys figure that out? You know, based on what we've seen. I want to bring up the Jimmy Fund to start this because you guys have been heavily involved, obviously, as the Red Sox with the Jimmy Fund. And we were talking to Larry Lucchino, who bopped in here, and I remember the initial meetings when we put all of this together, and it's amazing, 19 years later and over $60 million. But the Red Sox have been fabulous. We know it goes back to the 40s. Sam and I grew up here. We and Lou did, and we know how deep this is, deep-rooted. But it's amazing that when people come together and EEI and Nesson and the Red Sox, look at how much money can be raised.
Well, we talk about how excellent the team is, or it's going through a bad stretch, but today is really a day for all of us to be grateful for this relationship that the Red Sox and the community have with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. I've been listening to you guys all day, and you know, I listen to these patients and these doctors, and I mean, as you said, you know, there was that 19-year-old woman who came on a couple of hours ago who was just going through such an ordeal, and she's so resilient and so positive. And so, you know,
she's singing the anthem tonight. She's singing the anthem tonight.
Yeah. But it just makes you check, say, okay, so, you know, I'm aggravated that Barnes is having a tough outing. But then you hear these stories, and it's a check on what's really important.
Yeah, and Sam, you know, we've talked to some of the players too, and Xander, a guy that's been here before, and even Nate. And one of the things they mentioned was because of COVID, they're not able to go over to Dana-Farber. They enjoy going over. Guys like Kike haven't been able to do it. He was here earlier. They enjoy going over there.
They love it. And, you know, you think about guys like Brock Holt, right, who just keeps that relationship going. Tim Wakefield, you, all the guys who wore the uniform, they just understand. Look, we came in together in 2002, and we didn't know a lot about running the Red Sox. But the one thing we did know was that the Jimmy Fund was sort of a pillar of the relationship. And we've tried to keep that commitment going forever. And it's been, 70 years of partnership, nearly 68 years of partnership. And I know we'll just it's the most important relationship in professional team sports between a team and a charity. And we'll keep it going
forever.
I
actually think it started with the Boston Braves.
Wow.
And then what happened was when they left town, there was a void, and the Red Sox jumped in there and said, okay, we'll partner with. And then Ted Williams was pretty popular here, yeah, as we know. And
a little bit.
It, yeah, a little bit. And
it, he was Lou Maloney-like, yeah, wasn't he?
No.
His swing wasn't as good.
I'll tell you what, Lou's first at-bat here at Fenway Park was Ted Williams-like. The rest of his career, not so.
Everything else went down the crapper.
You know, it's funny that you talk about, you know, people being positive, all the people that we've talked to. What I have found is that with all the players that we've talked to, they're all positive, yeah, like about the season,
yeah,
you know, because, you know, I think a lot of people were apprehensive at first when the season started. I don't know what they're going to do. They're like, oh, wow, they're pretty good. Let me jump on board. And like, ah, it's getting, you know, it's getting kind of rough out here. I think I'm going to take a break. They put it in perspective, and I don't think there's a guy that we spoke to that doesn't believe that they still have what it takes to win. That's what I found so far. I don't know what you guys have seen. I feel the same way.
And, you know, we actually went through an incredible few months where I thought we might be punching slightly above our weight. And then, you know, it's better to have a slip in August than in October. And I think that we're going to see them be very competitive going the rest of the way.
Or September. We've seen those, too.
Yeah.
Oh, slips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say this. That this has been the strangest season because Christian's right. You guys might have believed it. I don't know. Maybe you were lying when you said, I think we can really be good. I don't think many people thought this was going to be a really good baseball team. And then you get through April and say, wow. And then May. And to me, Memorial Day, if you get past Memorial Day, early June, and you're still playing good
still
baseball.
Still going.
As Lou says, you're a good team. Stop it. They're a good team now. And that's why you look at some of the failures here in the last few weeks and you sit there and say, where's it going? Because that was a long enough sample to determine whether they're fake, yeah, phony or not.
Well, one of the things I know Heim was on here, but, you know, he had a lot of confidence in a couple of maneuvers that, you know, they weren't like splashy, but having Hunter Renfro, having Whitlock, I mean, there were some pieces that he was very excited about as we came into the season. So we all knew that, you know, Devers and Bogarts and Martinez would be fine. But, I mean, we've really seen some great performances from some of the other role players.
Tom, are we doing a partners challenge?
We are. Show? We are. And I'm really appreciative to our partners. We've raised $165,000 for Jimmy Fund. And I think that's our highest number. And
amazing.
Again, wow. You know, I'm very appreciative to our partners and to everybody who has contributed today and yesterday.
That is awesome.
That is fantastic.
That is awesome. And so we thank all of the partners, yeah, for what they've done, and they're clearly going to put us over this 3 million, well over this this number.
One last thing, because we forgot to bring this up to Heim, and we told him we would. Kike would like an extension.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And Xander co-signed on it. So I'm just – I forgot to mention Heim. So.
The boss is here.
Yeah.
After last night.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean?
He said he'd really like an extension.
He kind of likes it here, he said.
We like him here.
We'll pivot away to a different subject. We did hear – okay. Tomorrow's the day?
Tomorrow's the last
show. All right, so this is how old I am now. So my memories.
You are old now, by the way.
I know. My memories, you and the Celtics.
Yep.
And Johnny Most.
Yep. Threw him down the stairs.
Yeah. And
not throw him down the stairs.
So Big O, you are a legend because you are old. I can say that.
Yeah, I am.
But Tom and I want to invite you to celebrate your retirement when you have a little bit of time in September. Come out and throw out a first pitch so everyone can boo you.
I knew he was never leaving. I knew he wasn't leaving.
I told you the Red Sox should get me back.
I knew it. I just said there's no way you're leaving.
So we'll make that happen.
I actually remember celebrating with this guy over here with the 2004.
We've got to make that happen now.
But, you know, I mean, it's tough to be a legend, but, you know, 50 years, it's really remarkable. And what you've meant to this community and to the sports world, it's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll talk someday, Tom, about the 78 collapse. It's been a lot of fun. And you guys have been great. And I mentioned it earlier, your ownership has been great. Because before that, There were a lot of people that went to their graves never seeing the Red Sox win a championship. You know the history there, Sam. And you won four, and hopefully you win some more.
Let's get several more.
Yeah. And thanks again to the partners for putting up that that cash. Tom Warner. Okay.
Thank
Sam
you.
Kennedy,
yeah, thank you, guys.
We're going to get a date on that first pitch.
You two guys have to catch it.
Yeah, so you got to catch it.
I got a glove. I'm ready.
Let's go.
He might have a glove, but that might look ugly. Let's go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.